Good evening, audio boomers. I hope you're all doing well. I certainly am. You're hearing from a much excited Gwen Tlian at the moment. I don't know if you can detect this. If you're listening with a tinny iPhone speaker, then no, you won't be likely to. But if you've got a good pair of headphones on, or if you are listening with a nice set of computer speakers, you might notice that the quality of my recording is better than the last number of boos I've done. That is because I've got my hands on an Olympus LS14. Woohoo! It's very exciting because this recorder can do so much more stuff than my little DM20 could do. Mind you, I'm very grateful to have had my DM20 at all, and it still works, and it will not be relegated to a dark cupboard never again to see the light of day. I'm sure I'll continue to use it. But it's very limiting, so I decided to bite the bullet and buy the LS14. Despite some initial troubles, I finally got it up and running. Glory to God for good friends and good neighbors. They've really saved my butt today. First of all, the postal carrier who delivered my Olympus did not notify me that I had a package, and it sat in the front vestibule of my building, and nobody told me that it was there. But thank God, a kind neighbor of mine picked it up for me and delivered it to my door. Which is very fortunate for me, because if she hadn't, somebody else could have made off with it and had a very nice recorder to play with. Then I got the stupid thing into tuner mode, which I did not want to do, and then it wouldn't talk. Yes, this thing does have speech on it. It doesn't read all the functions. There are a few things it will not read, but for the most part, it does an excellent job, and I'm quite satisfied with that. Sorry, I'm trying not to hold this too close to my mouth, because I don't want to get a whole lot of mic noise. The trouble with these mics is they don't have windscreens, and they're very sensitive. So, if I hold it too close to my mouth, P's and T's and really harsh consonants are going to sound terrible. But yeah, then I couldn't get my computer to recognize it as a USB device, and it turns out that I was using the wrong USB cable. I was using an older one because somebody had suggested that it might be the one I needed. That the new one that came with it might not actually be a USB cable, it might just be an adapter. Well, no, that's not the case at all. The new one that came with it actually is the one I wanted, and the one I should have used to begin with. But anyway, got it all figured out, and now it seems to be working. So I thought I would record a wee boo and just demonstrate it. Yeah, so luckily my friend Kim and my friend Neil helped me sort out my various issues. Well, actually, they didn't have to help me out really a whole lot. They just gave me some pointers and suggestions. So, yes, this might be considered a frivolous purchase. It did cost me a little more than I would have liked. I suppose what I could have done, really, is just continue to use my DM20 and purchased Goldwave, which is a lot cheaper than buying a new Olympus. But I didn't want to do that because I knew that I'd record stuff all the time. And this has a manual mode, so you can actually adjust the volume of the recording. It's got a rehearsal mode. One can overdub with it. One can partially erase files, trim files, all in one handy-dandy little unit. So it's very useful, and as you will know if you've been following me for any length of time, I love to get out and record music and soundscapes and just my own silly ramblage. So I knew that even though this was an expensive purchase, it would be an item that I would use on a regular basis. My DM20 got a ridiculous amount of use. It really went to a good home. I'm so grateful to my friend Neil for giving that to me. but yeah, I know that I'll use this LS14 all the time as well. And the great thing about this is that it records in MP3 format, so I don't have to worry about converting files with iTunes the way I did with my DM20. It only recorded in WMA format, so I had to convert all my files with iTunes before I could upload them to Audioboo. But now, I don't have to do that anymore, so that's just one less step to take in posting boos. Woohoo! What was I going to say? I do not know. Oh! I've noticed lately that a lot of people have been expressing understandable frustration with the Audioboom app. Well, I don't use that because I don't have an iDevice. I use the website. And for the most part, it's been really great. But I've just begun to notice something really annoying, actually, about the website. And since people are venting their frustrations about the app, I figured that I had every right to vent my spleen about the website. What used to happen is it would show so many boos, and then there'd be a view more link. So one would click on that, and then it would show some more boos, starting from the most recently published to the, going in reverse chronological order. Now, it doesn't do that anymore. It'll show you so many boos, but then you have to keep going down the page and waiting and waiting and waiting until it shows you the next however many boos it wants to show you. So, usually there are a lot of boos in my timeline, which is a good thing. I mean, I'm glad that people are posting a lot of content. But if I have a lot of boos to look at and I want to comment on an earlier boo, I have to keep going down the page and down the page and down the page and waiting and waiting and waiting. Jaws will say, list end, list end, list end, but I know it hasn't shown me everything in the list, and I have to wait for the list to update itself. And it doesn't always do that in a very timely manner. Sometimes I actually have to go over the titles of a bunch of boos I've already seen before the list will actually update itself. So I wish they hadn't changed that, but it's not that terrible. I guess if that's all I have to complain about, then my life is pretty darn good. Anyway, folks, I have been playing around with this Ruddy Olympus all night and trying to get it up and running, and I haven't eaten any supper, so I should really go and rectify that. I think I will. And I will speak to you all soon.